And we're joined by our fitness and wellness coach, Kieran McMahon. Kieran is an online personal trainer. He is, of course, the founder of KM Fitness and the Be a Better Man online coaching mentorship, and joins us once again this morning. A very good morning to you, Kieran.
Alan, how are we doing?
Very good. Thanks very much, and hope you're keeping well as well. Every time I ask you, I hope you're keeping well, I just think, why am I asking him? He's a fitness and wellness coach. Of course he's keeping well. He's trying to keep us well. But hope you're doing pretty well regardless. So you're going to talk this week about workplace wellness. So what exactly do you mean, though, if you can delve into that a little further?
Yeah, no, I was thinking about this, and I suppose the reason I said I'd come on and talk about this, Alan, was I deal with, we coach a lot of male business owners. That's kind of who we work with a lot of the time. And when I speak to a lot of guys, or even people in general, everybody associates health and fitness with everything they do outside of work, right? If you think about becoming healthy and becoming fitter, it's going on a diet, it's starting a new training plan, it's about going to the gym. When in actual fact, health and fitness actually starts at work, I think. And I think for any business owner listening to this, for anybody who runs their own company, for anybody who works for somebody else, it's about creating a culture and about looking at how you actually show up on a day-to-day basis. And if we think about it, Alan, like, it's crazy. We actually spend about a third of our week, for some people more, in work, right? So if you were to actually improve what you do during your work time, you'd actually see a lot more benefits to your overall health and fitness. And because so many people are so busy all the time, they don't have a huge amount of time outside of work. So the whole point of actually improving your health and wellness, not just physically, but mentally as well, will actually lead to longer and better results for your health and fitness overall. Does that make sense?
No, no, it does entirely. Do you think, though, because people are at work, they think wellness and fitness and being mindful of all that is for outside of the work hours or outside of the work side of their life?
Yeah, no, I definitely do think. And I think it's an old traditional thing, right? If we think about, and I used to, back in the day, be a history teacher. But if we think about our history, like the Industrial Revolution, that's when kind of the 9-to-5 started, right? And when people started going to work. Before that, it was people used to work on farms. I know people still work on farms today, but back in the day, it was everybody worked on farms. But when the Industrial Revolution happened, it was always a case of you had to go somewhere to work. And over time, say over the last 100 years, it's all about, right, I go to work, and then everything outside of that has to be my other areas of my life. And I think it's a cultural thing, being perfectly honest, Alan. If you go to other countries, like look at countries like Australia, for example, they've got their culture is slightly different in how they look, how they operate maybe on a day-to-day basis during their work time. So they might give employees more time off during the day to go and exercise. They might have more things set up in the work environment to actually be more physically fit. I think the world is getting better since COVID. I think COVID definitely highlighted the importance of mental health and well-being to everybody. But unfortunately, I've seen it, and again, you might notice yourself, and everybody listening to this might know this, that we're kind of slipping back into that old traditional kind of getting back in the office, working long hours, and so on and so forth. And I think it's, for me today, is just really to highlight how some simple things that you can do during your work day that can actually benefit your overall health and fitness results long term.
Okay, brilliant. So what can we all be doing, or should we be doing during our time in work when we can, to try and just keep on top of our fitness and wellness?
Yeah, so I suppose the first thing is that for a lot of people is they're quite, they sit down quite a lot, right? Sedentary jobs, long drives, some people drive long hours, spending long times at desk. So the first thing is I would look at is just physical movement. So some simple things here, and this is probably the simplest thing that most people can do here, especially if you drive to work and you're not working from home, is trying to get more movement in your day. And one way you can do that is parking your car. I know this sounds really simple, but parking your car further away from the entrance to your work spot. So many people, and this is just not just for your work day, it's also when you go shopping, right? So instead of parking the car as closely as possible to the entrance to the shop, I remember when I was younger, having to go on a Friday to go and do the food shop with my mum. And it was the case that you drive around the car park trying to find the closest car park space to the actual entrance to the shop. Right? I know a lot of people can probably relate to this. But if you're somebody who struggles to get a lot of movement in your day because you either drive quite a lot or you are sitting down at a desk for a lot of the time, start thinking about maybe parking your car 5 minutes away from your workplace. And that extra 5 minute walk to work and 5 minute walk back to your car in the evening, that's an additional 10 minutes a day. You multiply that by five, that's nearly an extra hour a week of just movement. So that's something that's really, really simple that most people can do. If you take public transport, get off at a bus stop or a train stop earlier than you need to get off. Again, you're adding more movement into your day. So it's small things like that can be useful. Other things, at lunchtime, go for a little walk. I know you, people have probably heard that a million times, but it's very, very important, especially in the summertime. Get some fresh air. And even if you have a bit more extra time, 40 minutes, 45 minutes, even get to the gym. If you've got a gym nearby that you can sign up to and go for a lunchtime training session, that's something that works really well for the guys we coach, because they, again, in the morning time, they're stuck for time. In the evening time, they've got families. They're not going to have a huge amount of energy. But a lunchtime training session or a run, even for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, can be absolutely fantastic for productivity and stuff in the evening time. So they would be the first ones I would say around physical fitness. Of those, Alan, are any of them that kind of something that you could think about maybe introducing yourself?
Well, to be honest, quite a lot of them, Kieran, just listening and thinking, yeah, they all seem easily achievable. They don't involve major restructuring of your work day or what you do, or, you know, they don't involve needing to bring a lot of equipment or gear with you. Yeah, even the parking further away from work, as you say, you could build up 50 minutes, nearly the bones of an hour of walking time over the course of a week, which surely stands to you. Given even recently we heard how 20 minutes per day of exercise can really help you. So that would achieve a lot of that.
Yeah, there you go. Like, and if you do an extra hour a week, that's 4 hours a month, and you do that for 12 months of the year, like, that's, like, you're thinking about it, that's an extra 2 days of full walking. So I think what one of the principles I always tell my clients and talk to people on social media about is the 1% rule. And long-term results and actually getting in shape doesn't come from doing a small amount of things going hell for leather. It's actually doing a number of things in a small way that compound and build over time. So that is such an easy thing. As you said, you don't have to actually join anything new. You don't have to do anything. You just have to maybe do this one small thing that can lead to drastic results. So there's some of the fitness things, physical things. Another thing I just want to point out is just mental health side of things, the mental well-being. And a phrase I actually used this week with our guys when I was coaching them, and I talked about, your push is only as good as your pull. And what I mean by that, and looking in relation to work productivity, because we've got such high demanding jobs and because we're so busy all the time and we're trying to do more and more and more, there's only so much you can actually give. And you actually become more productive when you're better at pulling back and actually slowing down, right? So that phrase is all about your mental health. And what I see a lot of people, and a common trend when I speak to clients, day one, is during their downtime, they spend a lot of time on their social media, spend a lot of time on their phones. And actually doing so drains a lot of your energy. Your break at lunchtime, your break during work should be an opportunity for you to recharge. I already mentioned about maybe doing some form of physical movement. But I would say just even having boundaries around your social media at lunchtime has huge dramatic impacts. Like, it's something that I really been focused on myself personally over the last couple of years, and has a dramatic impact on my energy throughout the day. So if there was one thing I would say to people from a mental health standpoint, is to just give themselves, or just set yourself a little boundary, or even just remove going on social media during your lunch break. And you will find that when you go back into work in the afternoon, the evening, one, you'll have more energy, and two, you won't be as drained, or you'll be in a much positive mood. So that would be the one thing I would say about mental health. And then the final thing, really, just around nutrition, right? Because again, we know, I would say, health and fitness directly linked with food and so on. Healthy eating habits should start in the workplace. Again, looking at mental health, don't eat and watch or scroll at the same time. So when you're eating your lunch or having your lunch, don't be on your phone. Like, sit and enjoy your food. So many people overeat because they're actually just, they're not even conscious of them eating. They're just chewing food. So again, not scrolling, I think, is a really important thing. And then, like, I understand a lot of people are on the road. They might go into delis. Small little switches when it comes to choosing your options, right? So, like, instead of going for a breakfast roll or a hot chicken roll, go for a brown roll or a brown bread sandwich, and go for, instead of the coated chicken, just go for normal chicken slices. Like, small little changes. Again, it comes back to the steps. Instead of going for your normal Coke, go for a Diet Coke. And instead of going for a normal chocolate bar, go for a protein bar. There are small little changes, but over time, if you did them every day of the week and every week of the month, would lead to you feeling better in yourself. And ultimately, that's the goal for anybody trying to improve their health and fitness.
That is for sure. Some very sensible tips there. And they just involve little tweaks as well, which I think we can all manage. And I suppose as well, as you say, Kieran, you know, a lot of people, they've got their, you know, family life when they go home, children, partners, wives, husbands, whatever it may be. And that can, you know, evenings aren't just aren't an option for people. So if you can get your bit of fitness and your bit of a workout or get on a sweat during your work hours, what's not to love about that?
Yeah, no, 100%. And I think it always comes back to, like, being healthy and fit does not mean you have to go to gym. Being healthy and fit does not mean you have to train or exercise. I mentioned that on my social media quite a lot. I mentioned my grandfather. He's nearly 97 years old. I mentioned my dad, who is in his early 70s. And both of them are very mentally fit. Both of them are very physically fit for their age. They're in fantastic condition, right? And none of them have ever stepped in the gym before, right? But they have been active. They eat quite sensibly a lot of the time. And again, they live this balanced lifestyle. And I think because we live in a different age today, society is very different. The workplaces are very different. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of projects and stuff we have to do. That sometimes it's just a case of taking a step back, doing the small things consistently well over time. And ultimately, that will bring the results that most people are actually striving to get so often.
Brilliant stuff and brilliant advice. Hopefully, a lot of you or as many as possible can implement these changes. I'll certainly be trying the walk at lunchtime, that's for sure. And the putting the phone away, we all do too much scrolling. Kieran, a man who I'd say does very little scrolling and does a lot of walking and working out. Thank you so much for joining us this week. Keep well, even though I know you will. And we'll chat to you again the next time.
Pleasure, Alan. All the best, buddy.
Take care. That is the one and only Kieran McMahon, the online personal trainer and founder of KM Fitness, with some brilliant workplace wellness tips.